Shut up!
Boogie. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we didn't, if we left, the world would be worse. The Don and Mike
Show. We didn't tape that one.
Wow.
That was a real boner.
Wow. Wow, that's a huge one.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
They want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we didn't, if we left, the world would be worse.
Wow. I'd love to know where that was.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, I don't know.
He's mentally retarded.
See, I heard him laugh. It didn't sound like, you know, he's over in the Middle East right now.
Fancy digs you got here.
Isn't he over in Pakistan?
He's, I think he's in Saudi Arabia today. And it sounds as though, you know, it sounds like he's speaking to an American audience because that laugh is almost like a Letterman-style laugh, you know? Man, that's a big one right there.
That's good. Hey, listen, before we move on, since, I guess it is, since I came back from having my nervous breakdown like a year and a half ago, decided we weren't going to focus so much on ratings, et cetera, screaming about our ratings,
right,
and
right.
Me especially pulling my hair about how good we're doing or how poorly we're doing. Mm-hmm. I did want to thank everybody as I get towards the end of my little streak here, and I think I could talk about that starting on February 1st,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact. We're all very proud of our ratings that just came out.
Yes.
For the fall here in D.C. Once again, Mike and I have been working together 23 goddamn years. And after 23 years, the most recent ratings, still in every male demographic. And I knew that there was a time, there was a grand time 10 years ago when we were total kings of the mountain.
Yes.
Well, the world has changed since then.
Yes, it's become a little more fragmented.
And such as it is. You know, our 12-plus rating, we're in 11th place.
Right.
We deal with that. But you look at everything else. You guys, our listeners, I just wanted to take the chance to thank our listeners seriously for this type of support. Over 23 years and even now, men, every male demographic, I mean, men 25, 54, yep. We're number one. We have a 7.9. Men 18 to 34, a 10.7 share.
Astounding numbers.
And, you know, it's funny because it just seems as though every now and then somebody will come along and say, well, they're writing us off again, and then we come right back. And really, when you talk about consistency, there's nothing like it. And we're grateful. That, you know, we know where it comes from. And we're grateful to our listeners for it. It's very easy for us to say, "Hey, we're consistent." No, our listeners are consistent,
yep.
Especially here in Washington D.C. And they've been consistent for years. And you know, we get it when we go out and about around Washington, and that feels great. And it's nice to see it on paper as well.
You won't read nothing about it in the newspaper because it's not a story that anybody cares about. But what it is once again, and thank you. It's total domination among male listeners, and even when you get to adults 25, 54, men and women.
Yeah, I mean, we're back in the top five
We're cool. up to a 5.2 share. Sorry to bore you with this. I know I said I wouldn't do it. Just wanted one chance to say, you know.
It's good if we're doing it to say thank you.
Yeah. And I wanted to have the chance because I don't know how many more chances I will have over a full rating period to have said thank you. That last rating period worked out pretty nice for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if that's a swan song, that's a nice swan song.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
So we thank you very hard for that.
Amen.
Now, well, you said amen and you don't believe in Jesus, Buzz.
Oh, amen just means I agree.
Hey, you know, I still have faith that we're going to flip him. We're going to switch him someday. You and I. We're going to preach to him. We're going to preach to him. He's going to find God on his heart.
I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
No, it'll happen. You've got him watching Idol this season.
See?
So, there is a God.
Everything turns.
Yeah.
Everything turns.
For everything.
I'm going to take him to midnight mass with me next Christmas.
Make him drive. That way you can drink.
It's a deal.
Now, we played this tape way early in the show.
I will never, ever, ever spread my legs again in this industry, ever.
Now, that's Jenna.
Then she's really putting it in a way that porn people can understand.
Uh-huh. Jenna Jameson. Now, is this at the AVNs?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
That's why she said it the way she said it.
So it's at the equivalent of the Academy Awards.
The Adult Video News, right?
For porno.
Yep. That's right.
And Jenna Jameson, our girl,
Jenna,
is announcing she's retiring.
Is she still skinny?
I didn't see it. I'm only hearing it.
I mean, the story that's been a running story about Jenna Jameson for months and months is that she is dangerously thin.
Wow.
She's very, you know, she's Ally McBeal thin, and that's been the story. And now we'll see. I didn't know whether they were related, and I read the same thing about her. packing it in, so to speak.
did she have the fun bags replaced at one point?
I read.
Or taken out?
I think she is still implanted. I read at the AVN she weighed 280.
So, stop.
I know Us Weekly came out and said that I was retiring, I was done with the industry, and then I had to come back and talk about the fact that I wasn't done, because Club Jenna is one of the biggest forces in this industry by far and away.
Let's hear it for Club Jenna.
Club Jenna.
Honesty is key. I will never, ever, ever spread my legs again in this industry, ever.
That industry.
Well, I still have my...
She's a bright girl, isn't she?
I still have my interactive Jenna Jameson video that Buzz gave me, which is still one of the best ever.
Buzz gave me the same one, I think. The masseuse?
The interactive one.
Oh, the interactive one.
Jenna goes in all kinds of crazy poses and
You
does,
have the masseuse, though, right?
You get to be the director.
Yeah, both the original and the remake with Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, that's the one. And the remake and the original are on the same DVD.
They sure are.
Classic. I didn't like the original.
Could you not like the chick in the original?
I didn't get really far into the original. I watched the one with Jenna, the one that was with Jenna. Jenna's not in the original.
The right. original girl has real big breasts, and she's much more into the massaging than Jenna. You know,
I'll have to look at it. I think I've got it somewhere.
It's a classic.
I hit it. I forgot where I hit it, though. That's the problem.
It is absolutely my bag, Daddy.
Really?
I mean, you know,
so
handies,
to speak.
Well,
yeah.
handies.
Sure. Well, no, you and I are both on the same page with that one.
I mean, after all, Buzz did get me 8 volumes of Handies Across America.
See, that's
a lifetime supply.
That's another one.
And
I'll
the
never
DVD,
forget.
The masseuse, is actually based on Handies. It's a guy that goes in and gets a handy. Mm-hmm. And first he wants to be shaved. Then
you're talking about the original or the remake?
I think the original, the lady is called Hypatia Lee.
Oh,
yeah. Right,
oh, Hypatia Lee. Very hot. Sure.
And he goes in and
says. Well, the one with Jenna, he wants to be shaved, too.
Yeah, I think they follow the same thing. And
same storyline.
Same script.
How about a handy? And then in the second one, he goes back again and says, how about some O-R-A-L?
Right.
And then she says, yeah. And then the
and
third
he wants
one,
the whole tree.
He says, I-N-T-E-R-C-O-U-R-S-E.
Right.
And he gets it.
I found in the remake, I guess that's the one that I did watch, I found the guy to be just a tad creepy.
I think
super deluxe creepy.
The guy in the original, as far as pornos go,
yeah,
not so creepy.
Not so creepy?
Not so
All right,
creepy.
Maybe, you know, what it was I put on the original, and I saw that it was an old one, and I'm like, oh, we don't want to do this. We want Jenna. No. So I flipped it over. Flipped her over, and I put in the original one. I mean, the remake one.
Without being terribly graphic. There is one scene from his perspective in the original.
Right.
Where he's laying on the examination table.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you just, from his, all you yeah. just see is, you know, his thing. And then you just see her gigantic boobs coming in from the left part of your screen.
Uh-huh. Right.
As she leans over. You know, I mean, it's, my God, it's erotic.
Pretty nice.
My God, it's so effing erotic. Oh, I'm glad you like that, Mike.
You know, I do. In fact, we may share
Why
the
Why am
exact
I happy
same.
That you like that?
The same reason you want me to root for the Packers. We're buddies. You know, you like it. And when your buddies like the same porn, you know, it's the same deal.
Well, the movie is The Masseuse.
Yes.
Remade with Jenna Jameson.
An industry classic.
And thank you, Buzz, for providing us all with this, because Buzz has his sources, because both Don and I are too afeared to buy that stuff on our own.
Too scared to go in that place and buy it. Because, you know, if you and I go in,
right.
we might as well wear DJ jackets with our name on the back.
Seriously, with the masseuse, when I first got that for you, Don, I went into an adult video emporium, and I walked up to the counter, and I told the guy I'm looking for quality stuff. And he said, well, here are several titles. He said, The Masseuse is an absolute knockdown, drop-dead classic. He said, you got to have this one. So that's how I made the first purchase.
It is.
So I thought you did it, like, all online or something.
A lot. Most of it I do.
Okay.
But in this case, I just happened to be in the store.
What about H Jobs Across America? You got me
that,
8 or 9 of those.
That was ordered online.
Online.
Yeah. Next Christmas, he'll be making you something.
As long as I don't see faces, I'm fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well.
Yeah, you guys are talking about Jenna being Ally McBeal skinny. She, I work in a casino out here in Vegas, and her and Tito have been walking around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. She's got the angel wings, like, across her back, like, you know,
the bones.
Like wings on all her.
Oh, I know, like they're coming through her skin, like
shoulder blades.
Shoulder blades. Right.
You know,
thank you, Buzz.
You know, I know we're out. You don't certainly hear that talked about within the industry, as much as you used to. But I think everybody wonders that when you see how many films she's done and what kind of stuff she's done. You wonder about the heavy. You do wonder whether she's got that and what's going on. You know, the reason she's skinny, you know?
I doubt it with all the
tests. Well, they're tested. That way to defend the industry, Buzz.
Really?
Every 3 weeks, whether you want to or not.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, I look at her and I go, that looks like somebody who's ill. Not even like the anorexia type. That looks like somebody's got a problem.
She might have done that on her own time.
But yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
But do you care?
You mean like care desperately?
No, well, here's what I mean. Like when you
I care in a Britney Spears kind of way. I care in that curiosity.
See, I don't because I'll sound awful, but like what we're saying, you know. So she's thinking she has AIDS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
well, yeah, but you don't. The thing is, she's big enough now. She's a big enough star now where she makes the the tabloids and she makes the the TMZs and the Access Hollywoods. She makes those because the porn industry has gone to a level of legitimacy where these people are on the A-list to go into parties.
Right.
So I'm curious from that because you don't ever hear. It's the great unsaid.
And maybe,
because we're still too uptight in this country for anybody to come out and really say that. You
maybe
know?
She's built up a tolerance.
a tolerance? Well, then why would she be so skinny?
Maybe she's worried about her figure. It's not always AIDS, Mike.
I know it's not. Yeah, you know me.
You're good.
As soon as I hear it. I'm the first one. Always, Don, first one to throw that rock.
Every day. With
right. You know, and I know I got a tremendous amount of heat, when Tom Arnold lost that weight with Roseanne and I accused
AIDS.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said it's AIDS.
Yeah.
Nobody loses it that quick.
But think of all the ones you've gotten right.
Yes, over the years.
That's right, Rock Hudson.
Yeah, me first.
Uh-huh. You're way out in front of that, mm-hmm. Mike. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know what? I'm pretty sure that she had breast cancer, and that's how she got so skinny. Because I thought that she had them removed once, and then they had them put them back in. I'm almost
100%. No. No.
They had them put them back
Wouldn't
in.
Wouldn't that be great if that?
They took them off and then put them back on again.
That's what they did with Elizabeth Edwards, right? They just screwed out the left one. It's like a light bulb. You just screw one out and screw one.
My God.
Speaking of light bulb, hold on.
He left out the main step, though. You got to rinse the cancer off before you put the
back. Rinse the cancer, and then you're all set.
Totally off topic.
Yes.
Marion the Barbarian. Number 27 for the Giants, Brandon Jacobs.
Right.
When he scored the touchdown yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
How come the guy throws the ball at the 25-second clock?
The play clock.
He didn't know what he wanted to do.
Here's my question.
He's used to throwing it, I think, at the other team's logo.
Not that I'm looking for these cats to be penalized left and right for showing emotion.
I thought he was going to get a penalty.
But me too.
But in the Colts game, Bob Sanders goes over when the Chargers field goal kicker misses a kick and just touches him on the helmet, and they go, boom, 15 yards on sportsmanlike conduct. Some guy at the Patriots game a couple of weeks ago, maybe you saw this, a lot of snow is in the stands, went in the stands where the fans were, threw snow in the air, they call him for a penalty.
I don't get it. And it speaks to the whole thing about referees in the NFL. But that was one where I thought it was flagrant.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, he threw it, this tiny bit of me that says, and also destruction of property, because he could have busted the thing.
Yeah. It made a gigantic noise.
Huge noise,
not?
And I thought he would take it. Did it look as though when he hit it, it changed seconds, too?
Yes. I thought one of the little bulbs was going to get burned out.
But they let him slide on it, and I'm not sure why they do that. But then again, referees in the NFL are hard to figure out.
After the game, I'm one guy that I don't buy this. Hillary Clinton, her crying may or may not have been decided before.
And she didn't really even cry.
But
so,
right. Terrell Owens crying after the game, I'm telling you something. This is 1,000% contrived. This is 1,000% made up, so he looks like a good guy. Listen to him after the game.
Listen, this is not about, Tony. You guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation. And if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback.
Yeah, because he's such a good teammate.
If you guys do that, man, it's unfair.
Dear Stuart Scott.
We lost to the team.
What did he say? What did one eye say?
Stuart Scott said, in 1 minute, he went from being the worst teammate to the best teammate a guy can have. Something like that. Something along those
lines. Well, then Stu Scott stupidly drank that Kool-Aid.
I thought the exact same thing when he said that, because it's a, well, I also thought really one moment of childlike emotion after a football game does not a
that's my quarterback.
You know, tears.
And how about those
after a loss? Tears are not acceptable. Tears are acceptable in professional sports when you announce your retirement.
How about those big ass Terminator sunglasses he had on as well?
Oh, yeah. That's why. You know what? Did you see any water?
No, you, Mike, you sure did not see the waterworks.
I mean, I didn't go so far as you did as to say that maybe the whole thing was contrived, but now that I'm thinking he's wearing those big, those big sunglasses.
I know I always read too much into this, but can't you picture after the game, Drew Rosenhaus, that slicky agent going, T.O., they're going to be waiting for you to get up there and rip Tony. They're going to be waiting for you to get up there and rip the team. I want you to go totally the opposite way. I want you to think about something that would really bother you, like losing $25 million.
Like giving him a little method acting class? Yeah. Is that what they're going to do?
Go out there, put on those big Kanye West sunglasses.
That's my teammate.
And pretend that you're crying.
That's my teammate.
Now, that guy's not crying. This guy's crying.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
That's David Hasselhoff.
Herr Hasselhoff.
He's crying.
Listen, this is not about, you know, Tony. You guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation.
It's my quarterback.
But you
really unfair. It's really unfair.
It's unfair.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
When I was wearing my Lance Armstrong clothing, I fighting with Bill Parcells, maybe one of the many times that I spit on people or did something wrong, that's my quarterback, man. I'm a team player.
The new T.O. That's what certain people are going to write, the new T.O. But we're students of emotion in this country now, and we're very, very susceptible to it, but we scrutinize it an awful lot.
T.O., believe me. Believe me!
How'd I do, Drew?
You was beautiful, kid.
Thank you.
Now I got a lap dance for you. And one more football tape. You have the JB thing with JB trying very hard not to say our names. Yeah. James Brown on Saturday. Not that we're looking for a plug from JB. Right.
Not like we were with Frank Caliendo.
But on the pregame show Saturday night, and I remember we had JB on Friday,
right,
talking about Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson. Here's James Brown on TV on Saturday.
The Giants led the league in sacks, and they got to get after him.
I had some guys on radio ask me this in a little bolder fashion about Tony Romo's mini vacation with Jessica Simpson. Are you okay with that? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, he is.
You're in JB. Let me say something.
Anyway, we're some guys on the radio.
And didn't Marino throw him under the bus a little bit? I think Marino might have thrown him. Somebody threw him under the bus. It goes back and forth.
Led the league in sacks, and they got to get after him.
I had some guys on radio ask me this in a little bolder fashion about Tony Romo's mini vacation with Jessica Simpson. Are you okay with that? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, he is.
You're in JP. Let me say this. I mean, too much is made of it. I mean, hey, listen, guys got a chance to get off. Tony Romo, he's playing football. He's okay. I mean, fine. Too much has been made of it. He had some time off. He went with his girlfriend. He's back now. Okay. It's more important what he does on the field, not what he does off the field.
What about you players now? Stinky. You all right with that?
It was stinky, I saw. It was stinky, I saw on SportsCenter. It said, if you want to be away, get away from people, go to your house.
Oh, Mark Schlereth said that.
Yeah, Stinky said that. He said, go to your house. Interesting point.
Go to your home.
Go to your home.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Still.
Yes, you are.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, you got it over there, my friend?
I got it.
All right, the man who called. The Chargers blowing out the Colts on Sunday.
The man we affectionately refer to occasionally around here as the masseuse.
All signs point to yes.
Yes.
With Michael J. Burdley in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.